أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا 9. قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 25 and 26 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates the discussion of the Ashabul Kahf in these ayat, in these verses, remembering that the question to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the reality of Ashabul Kahf. Who were they? How many were they? For how long did they remain in the cave? For how long did they sleep? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9. And they remained in the cave for a period of 300 years. وَازْدَادُوا 9. And they increased it by 9. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on the one hand, there is a great deal of clarity. It is not as implicit as the number of the Ashab-e-Kahf. There Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala related the sayings of the people, the opinions of the people, the guessing, the speculations, etc. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from his side, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is more explicit by saying it was 300 years and they increased it in 9 years. Ulama have given different commentaries, different explanations to this ayah. The simplest of all of it is that the questioners were the Yahud of Medina Munawara. The people of Makkah were the people that brought these questions to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence the count of years could also be by the solar years, and it could also be by the lunar years. In other words, the January to December year, or the Muharram to the Zulqa'dah year, to the Zulhijjah year. So both are ways of calculating. So when we calculate it insofar as the solar years are concerned, then we will find it was 300. And when we go to the lunar or the Islamic year, then each 100 years will be 3 years added to it. So in 300 years, 9 years will be added. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied the question by answering it in this way, that everybody will understand that it was in one calculation 300 years and in another calculation 309 years. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very explicit about this. When you looked at the number of the Ashab-e-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated what the people's opinion was. Now this is the very important aspect, that the lessons that we learn from the Quran Sharif, even if it was one single person that had slept for 300 years, and that one person had gotten up after 300 years, and his body was safe, his body was not eaten by the earth, then also it is a great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it is a manifestation and a replica, a faint model of that of Qiyamah. So that was not the important aspect, was it was not how many people, but the question was that if they were sleeping for 300 years and then they got up, then Qiyamah is a definite thing to happen. Qiyamah will take place. And this is the lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. However, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say Allah knows best the period that they had remained in the cave. This is what Allah ta'ala has related. It is a relation from Allah. Allah has spoken about it, and there is no one that can dispute with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to the number of years the Ashab-e-Kahf remain in the cave. Lahu ghaibus samawati wal ard, belonging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the hidden aspects of the skies and the earth. There are many things that you and I do not have knowledge about. There are many things that science has not yet discovered. There are many things that humans do not know about that could be right close to us under the surface of this earth. All of it is known only to Allah. All of it belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Abasir bihi wa asmi'. How perfect is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in seeing, and how perfect is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in hearing. In other words, the observations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether it is seeing or whether it is hearing, it is without blemish whatsoever. Allah has the full knowledge of everything. مَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِّن وَلِي. And for them, for the disbelievers, there is no wali, there is no protector, there is no guardian besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. And there is no one that is associated in the command of Allah. There is no one together with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His hukam. Allah is alone in all of that. And hence only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the command of everything. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates the incident of the Ashab-e-Kahf. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.